Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're living. I'm Cara O'Connor, and welcome to the Cara O'Connor Show. And this is the talk show where I share with the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive visions. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. And I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to the question, the biggest thing that's on your mind. The number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open those phone lines right after the first break. Do you want to talk about some up-and-coming events? You have access to the free teleclass that we did last Tuesday, good gosh, the 21st on the summer solstice, the 21st. So the number, the dial-in number, the PIN number, all of that is on the website, CaraO'Connor.com. And we really talked about the effects of this whole summer, to be honest. I was guided to talk about what is going on through the energies of June and July. And we are in smack middle in a month of having a lot of two solar eclipses, which amplify everything. And we start feeling the effects of those a month before. And the ancient ones used to call solar eclipses, in particular, the time where the mighty tyrants will fall. So it's interesting throughout our history that the people that study the stars and that they used to set up governments by looking at the stars, the astrologers and astronomers, that they noticed that this the solar eclipse would bring an intensity of energy where we're all feeling it. Starts a month before, and one of the websites that I was reading commented that the first one was June 1st, and on May 1st is when Obama and Osama bin Laden was assassinated, so it was exactly 1 month when a mighty tyrant fell. So it's really fascinating that we're in this period right now of really feeling this intense rebirth. So when we're aware of it, we can deal with the circumstances and situations a lot easier. So that's the teleclass, and we also did a really wonderful attunement. I got wonderful feedback. It's absolutely free. And as I said before, I will be guided to be doing many of these throughout the rest of the year, at least once a month, usually on a Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, usually the third week of the third Tuesday of the month. And the subjects, again, are all about the theme of this year, create heaven on earth now, and that means N-O-W in big capital letters. That's what my guides showed me, the theme of this whole year, and how we create heaven when a lot of times we see chaos or we hear chaos or we hear more doom and gloom on the papers with the economy and just the state of affairs, and then it taps into our fear. So how can we go through that period and seek go through duality is what it is, learning to straddle the worlds, to be very present in this earth plane, but also stepping beyond the veil, stepping beyond the duality. And there's absolute tips and tools that are within your energy field to help you hold that stronger process. And so that's what our concentration will be. And this was titled Creating New Pathways to Empower Yourself. We also are continuing with the Gold Coin readings. You don't have to set up an appointment with that. Those are money readings. And I am going to be offering a class in August, and it's about money readings, because this when my guides guided me to throw gold energy coins into people's energy fields and see how they automatically would react, their unconscious, subconscious behaviors would react, what's blocking them to money in particular. I've said this before, and I'll say it over and over again. Every single reading is fascinating me. Where they hold it, is it in their emotional body, their mental body? Is it in their spiritual bodies? Is it what chakras it's in? And so that information, not only do you receive the information on a CD, but we also clear it. You get a clean slate to have literal pathways open to create more money in particular. So I saw this whole class coming to birth, and that's going to be toward the end of July, if not August, and we will be talking about not only the readings but the different techniques that you have to be able to receive money instantly. And some people that have had these readings got a job the next day that they've been waiting for and told that they're on a hiring freeze, and all of a sudden for them, they were the person hired. We had people that were having court cases that were up in the air for years. All of a sudden, bam, the court case was done. We've had divorces that had money tied up. All of a sudden, the divorce was able to reach a settlement. And it just, the stories are amazing because everything goes down to energy. We are energy. Money is energy. And we absolutely can create blocks to it. And many people get surprised because they say, good gosh, Carrie, I've done affirmations. I've done everything that I could imagine. All the books, the secrets, the how to attract it, money, all these things. I've done all the tools and I'm still not attracting money. What is the block? And the answer is within your energy field. It holds all our answers, all how we direct our thoughts consciously or unconsciously. So those are the money readings. You could get the whole story about the and in the newsletter. If you go on my website and say Carrie's a message from Carrie, that's that newsletter part of it. Because several people have emailed because we talk about the free newsletter, and it's called A Message from Carrie. It's on the left side of the webpage. So, or Carrie's message, I should say. And that's the monthly newsletters that I put out there. And it's the whole story of the of how the gold coin readings came about. So there will be a class. You'll be that will be up on the website probably in a couple weeks. We also have the other teleclass, Opening Your Hearts to Creating Heaven on Earth, and that was another free one. The teleclass numbers is, again, on the website, and the access number and PIN number that you could do work with that. And I've noticed, because we get reports with people calling the service, and people are working and calling that number and going to the 2 minutes to the last part of the class, and they're doing it daily, and they're having it be part of their energy maintenance, which is wonderful because it's strengthening their energy field. I always talk about energy maintenance and energy cleansing and balancing, and it is as important as taking a shower and brushing our teeth. And when we really finally understand that beyond a concept, then you start having the discipline to incorporate something in your life. There's a lot of techniques out there, and I'm not saying that mine is the absolute best. I know it works for me, and I know it has worked for many, many people, thousands of people throughout the years. And so take what resonates with you, throw out the rest, but there's a lot of wonderful results in that they're working with the attunements that are on these free teleclasses, so you can just skip ahead to the attunement part. And if you're not familiar with the word, it's when we do the cleansing and clearing. So you'll be guided, you'll hear, and I will even say, I'm doing this attunement now. So you'll be directed. So if it's a new word for you, an attunement is when you attune, plug your energy in. We're getting your energy back into tune, into balance. And so it balances and clears and cleanses. And think of ourself, our essence, as perfect pitch, in that we are. The angels have a human experience. And when we're in perfect pitch, we're much more in divine order. Things, synchronistic things happen more. And that's our true natural state. And the more we clear off all of those tubes that are cords that are in our energy field that are blocking all the energetic static, and sometimes to me I compare it to a radio station because I'm on a radio, and imagine that we collectively have gotten very used to listening to staticky radios. We think it's normal. And that with all the cleansing and clearings that are happening lately, more and more people are starting to become much more aware of the static. And so they can react where they contract their energy, and they could get shakier, tap into fear or get into the awfuls, or they have a chance of just breathing and just really saying, wait a minute, I could work with this energy. And as I say over and over again, we could go through this process with grace and ease or kicking and screaming. It's all up to us. And the beautiful thing is you could be kicking and screaming the last 5 years, but as soon as you decide to drop it because you're so sick and tired of being sick and tired, it's never too late is what the bottom line is. We are eternal. We are immortal. We are part of God's source creator. So when we start directing our energy like that, taking accountability and responsibility for how we do direct our energy, everything in our life changes. It cannot not, because, again, everything is energy. So there's a lot of techniques and tools, and we have the gatherings that are coming up. That's where we meet every single Friday. We have the dates till December, the end of the year, and that's for 2 hours where we gather via on the phone or in person, and we talk about the shifts. We do personal mini readings during these sessions. Everyone gets a free MP3 of the class, and people have gotten a lot out of that. We also do the mini Lightstream Lives where everyone is guaranteed a reading, and the next one is July 22nd, and that's for 3 hours from 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Anybody that's on the phone, I offer them to either arrange a time to call that they could call in and they get read first, or if it's easier for them to get read toward the latter part of it because of time, Pacific East Coast, then I could read them toward the latter part. So the next mini Lightstream Live gathering, it is limited to 10 people, and everyone, again, is guaranteed a reading, is on July 22nd, the last one we just did that last Friday. And the gatherings are usually the first July of the month. And so this one is July 1st, this coming up Friday, from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And again, we gather, we cleanse, everyone gets a mini reading, we talk about what's going on, and they get tuned up for that month. And so people are loving that. So all the information is on the website, plus more, plus the messages. I am starting a mentorship class. I've done this before. We offer it for 3 months and 6 months, and the classes aren't going to be different. People either could decide to join for 6 months or 3 months. It's up to you. And we're going to be meeting and gathering for 2 hours once a month, and this is where we get deep into. It's like taking a PhD course. We cover everything from energy techniques, we cover into what's going on with you, your themes, the stories that you came in here with, where your blocks are, and we step out of those. We redesign. It's going back to what I call the original blueprints. We go back to our natural state of connected to godliness, God, source, creator, whatever that means to you. And the more we feel that connection and support, the more our flow, life flows. And of course, the natural byproducts of this is that you open up your intuition. You become much more aware that you are a multidimensional being. All that is natural byproducts of strengthening the energy field. So the mentorship classes are coming up in July. And again, you could choose to join us for 3 months or 6 months. It's totally up to you. Everyone receives an MP3 of the class. And the beautiful thing is that we talk to each other in between the meetings. So I encourage the people to connect and talk about their growth, their support. Right now is a great time for us to support each other and to know that there's other people out there. Some people are feeling very alone and isolated, and they're wondering where are other people that think like them or see like them, and so or sense like them, or they're feeling something's that urgency, emergency. So that connection and support is really important. So the mentorship classes will be coming in starting in July, and also going for, again, 3 or 6 months. All the information will be at the website and going in with the newsletter, which will be out this week. So all the information and more at the website, and we're coming back to open phone lines. And I'm going to give that number out again. Got to move my little kitty here. 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be back right in a few short minutes.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days. Naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the Positive Real Estate Agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. So you now can call 1-800-930-2819. Excuse me. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
All right, we'll do it, and I'll give you a chance there to clean out the frog in your throat. It seems to be the trend around here. I know one of our other callers, David, on the line. We're going to get to him. He had a frog, too, so hopefully... The amphibians and reptiles and them and put in their place, and we'll go from there. But let's start off things with Star. She's calling in from Clearwater, Florida. She's moving to a new location. She wants to know if she'll be doing the same thing career-wise in that new location, or she might find something new. What will you see for her? So, Star, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Having me.
You're I'm welcome. So, Star, you're moving to... Can you say that again?
I'm so looking forward to hearing your voice and stuff.
Oh, very good. Very good. So you're moving to a new place.
Yes.
And you're
moving to the new country where I was actually raised and born.
Oh, cool.
Haven't lived there in 30 years, and I am pursuing, you know, living there.
Mm-hmm.
And being with my family and stuff. I'm actually going on vacation, but considering just staying.
Okay. All right, that's why I'm seeing. When you ask the question as far as job-wise, are you going to be doing the same or doing something else, what your energy body showed me, a lot of times I'll see the symbol of a seesaw, and I pay attention to if it's balanced to me means the seesaw is directly straight across, right? Like it's a straight line. When I look when it's up in the air, and it's the right side in particular, it gives me more information. So that means right now your male energy, but it's also to me the present energy is kind of up in the air. So a very quick answer to the question is that when you go there, you're planting your roots down, you're making your roots. It's not way up in the air, so that shows me that you make an easy transition into it. It's like a real full circle homecoming soul retrieval kind of thing. And so it's interesting that you're going back home. And as far as job-wise, I do see you settling into something that you were doing here, but it's just for a short period. It's like something you could slide in while you're making the transition, and then within 3 weeks to 3 months in particular, but it's not 3 years, a short time you jump over into something new. It's like you get the lay of the land, the feel of the land, and then you start looking into something else. And you could literally be waiting, because I just saw a building under construction, for something under construction that is opening up for you, and it's I'm seeing like a fish in water, so that's my symbol of going into something that you'd absolutely love, and it really has a lot of opportunity for growth and expansion. And so the first thing is kind of stepping into what you have done, but then literally hear about something under construction, because I'm watching literally even the like this door when they cut the scissors and like the champagne opening and all that kind of stuff, like an opening day, and it has a lot of doors that are revolving. That's my symbol of a lot of growth, a lot of people coming and going, and it's a good thing, and it's on all sides of the building, so that means all different avenues for opportunities. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of places in the world are contracting now, and this place seems to be thriving, and so that's very good. So good move.
I needed to hear that. I do believe that. You know, always you can't, like, have things in your mind that give you doubt, but, you know, my heart says this is time for me to just go home and start a new life and do what I've been doing, you're right, and build on that, you know, so there's a lot of that makes a lot of sense to me.
Very good.
Oh, cool.
Very good. So you could,
well,
I'm not even going
to
say
good luck. I wanted to ask you something. Is that something that you would do, or does she have to call in?
What's that?
I have a girlfriend that's here that wanted to ask you something.
Well, we have, like, a lot of people in the queue, so she'd have to call in. But to have her call, but hang up and call back in, and maybe we could get her in, okay?
Exactly. Thanks, Star, from calling in. And, yeah, by all means, have everyone in their neighbors and friends from all around. Call us if you can, and the number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And, Carrie, let's scoot off to North Seattle. Let's stay local here, up here in Washington State. Maria from North Seattle's gone through a recent divorce, and she just wants to know what her finances might look from here on out. So let's see here. Maria, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to see what the paperwork hasn't been finalized, but the divorce is kind of on the last, you know, final period, and the arbitrator is just kind of weighing things and gave a determination. But there's like this $60,000 figure that should be on my side, and it's not. And I just want to know overall kind of financial, my financial situation and how I will fare.
Okay. What I'm watching is the $60,000 turned in. The first thing you were talking about, Maria, even before the numbers started coming in, I saw your energy contraction or the situation contracting. So that means the $60,000 can shrink, right? And then it even goes to like $35,000, $40,000. So, and then all of a sudden the ball is back in your court. So think I'm watching a tennis game that goes back and forth. So as you guys are closing things off, finishing things off, that he can think that the ball is in his court, that he's not going to be paying $60,000, but I see the ball going back into your court. The numbers do reduce, but it's not down to zero. So, it looks more than half. So that's an adjustment period that when you weigh out, is it worth, you know, you have a smile on your face because you can feel contracted at first, but in the long run, what you get from the divorce is freedom and even the ability to make more money and having more stability coming into your life, because the whole marriage was contracting and holding you back, and on the left side for even having creating more opportunities for money. And we want to be open to infinite possibilities and potentials of how money could come in. When our mental mind gets into it, some people say, well, I'm a nurse and nurses make RNs, typically make this amount of money, da-da-da. I just heard of a story of a guy walking through the woods, stumbling upon an old place where something was built. Somebody was, he discovered hundreds of gold, 1 ounce gold coins that obviously was in somebody's house that nobody ever found about. It's worth $1 million. So the guy obviously was open to infinite ways that he could find money, not getting our head into what form and how it has to come into, and be open to that flow. And so there's stories after stories of that. So bottom line, you don't get the not to $60,000. There does seem to be some kind of shrinking in the number of there, but you have the smile on your face, and that's the biggest thing, because I watch your whole energy expand immediately. When I got divorced and I walked out the door, I just felt this expansion energy, and I did sign off on a lot of money. And in the 3D world, it was like to be honest, an 80-30 split in his favor, or 80-20, but I had to weigh up my cellular tissue. And so, and what I'm doing now for my own happiness and all that, you can't replace it with money. But I do see money opportunities coming to you, and the figure gets settled out. So hang in there. You're right toward the light is at the end of the tunnel. You're standing right in front of it. And I'm watching your eyes kind of adjusting to the light as far as the change that's happening right now. And everything seems condensed right toward the end, but what I've noticed in my own circumstances and with other people's stories is like a typical thing of everything down to the last wire, where it's like right before papers are supposed to get filed, where I noticed that it looked like a bunch of ants in court and they're running around. And to be honest, I think it's where you get people very in a vulnerable situation where it looks like all you have to do is sign at the bottom line and things will be done, but there's always this negotiation kind of deal. So just understand that's part of this process that we have right now, that that the negotiations could last right up to the couple days before things are supposed to be going through. But knowing that it's part of the what I call the duality dance, or the name of the game, to be aware of that and not get your energy contracted if it seems like the clock is ticking and the papers aren't signed yet, and then your head could go to awful awfuls. What does this mean? Can we not make it into mediation? So you end up being happy is the biggest thing, and financially secure is another thing. And I'm watching this umbrella of protection over you, which is really cool. It has a lot of pink in it and gold. And when I see that, especially over your emotional body, it's really helping anchor and ground your energy into feeling support. Because right now, Maria, it's really important for you to feel that energetic support from the people around us, from our own energy fields, from connected to the all-supplying support of all abundance, which is God's source creator, which comes inside of us. And then our outside circumstances start reflecting how abundant we feel inside of us. And so remember that you are connected to a supply that never runs out, and money is energy. And so when we understand and take it beyond a concept that we're connected to a supply that never, ever runs out and really start feeling it, then we're open up to seeing and dealing with money differently. And we are collectively going through this period of readjusting how we look and see money, because before it would define us, or it could control us, or it could create fear. And when we really flip that, change our attitude and really understand it as an exchange of energy is what money is, we can take the charges off of it, and then we have much more flow in every aspect of our life. All righty?
Thank you so
much. You're welcome. You have a great day. All right. I believe we're going to be going to our next break. And so you could call the phone lines when we get back. That's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. You listen to The Carol Connor Show, and we'll be back in a few.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients, mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor with you to the top of the hour with those open phone lines. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. We have David now calling in from Seattle, and his little dilemma that he's got working for him right now is he didn't go for a particular job that was offered to him, but now he doesn't know what to do as far as should he go for something similar, like in the same area, or something completely different. Let's see what's going on with David. David, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thanks, Benny. I'm also feeling just, I've always been out of tune with the world. I'll focus on my exercising, meditating, but never speaking of attunements.
Right.
As you were, I just that just occurred to me as well.
Interesting. So you're part of the ancient old soul group that has come in here on a different vibration. And the paradox is that it's like a wattage. I call it the 100 watt light bulbs that come in, and most a lot of people are 50 watt light bulbs, and so. The paradox is the 100-watt light bulb, people can, especially when they're younger, feel different, feel like they're, are they out of tune, you know what I mean? But then what we find out is a lot of times that we're more attuned to, like, the spiritual levels, and not to make it sound hierarchical and that we're better than anybody else, because it's not about that. It's just part of our life experience, right?
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
If you're going for a job and then you decided not to take it, is that?
Well, it's kind of not what I wanted long term, and the volunteer, you know, the way to go, and I wanted to find a place, build up the resume, and the place that I'm at right now or found doesn't seem to be the one, but I think I've already committed, so I'm going to stay there for a while, and I'll look for something else after. I think that's probably the way I'll have to go.
Okay. All of a sudden, when I'm looking at energy fields, August is huge. Big letter A, and then I'm seeing the word August highlighted. Whenever I see a letter or word getting into this big, like, you know, 30, 40 feet tall, and it's on your right side, that's a significant month for you of finding opportunities. And it seems even that it's almost like the first caller star, where you could, in the July, the second, over the next 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks, you could hear about something that's starting to open, because I'm seeing a revolving door or starting to, you know, get people, allow people to have an expansion. Something could have been contracted, or they could have just added an extension or expansion part, and that they're starting to have more people come in. So August is your opportunity of being able to flip over, following your, like, commitment now, but it's like energetically you're already out the front of the door. It's like actually, it's kind of interesting, because I'm seeing you taking in, it's like these eggs putting in your basket. So as you finish up this, your commitment now, it's these eggs are like pearls of wisdom. It's like going in there and being the observer, is what I call it, and literally observing people's energy, patterns, behaviors, and all that. And it's feeding your third chakra, because then I see them turning into gold eggs. So it's like taking golden opportunities of what you're observing in life over the next couple of weeks. And then it seems like you're sitting on a nest from August until October, September, November, then you're delivering. And it sounds kind of weird, all these little chickens, but all of that's symbolic of giving birth. And whenever anything turns gold to me, and like a germination process, and I see that this nest turning into this, it looks like a crystalline rainbow energy that's breathing, that all of that's excellent symbols. And when we're standing on anything or sitting on anything where the root chakra is standing in, that to me is bringing it down to the physical 3D level, where sometimes things are in process. It's germination process. It's a cosmic timing kind of deal. And other times it's like a both thing, that it's our own karmic thing. And sometimes other times we've sabotaged, you know, stuff. So this is more when I see this gold clock, that's my symbol of cosmic timing, your own karmic timing, and that this whole at rest of the year is a real expansion period, because I'm watching these wings expand in the back of your back in particular, opening up the heart chakra, and as those golden eggs. They turn into seeds, and then I see you in this Johnny Appleseed movement, meaning giving out information, and I'm watching people's crown chakras more open to receiving information than they were even 3 months before, 3 weeks before. So it's a real opening up the period for yourself. And then I watch as you keep on expanding. It's like you can fly, and I'm literally seeing you transfiguring into an eagle. So strong eagle medicine coming in with you, eagle hawk, and that's the ability to help us stay in this straddle of the worlds, be in this world, but being able to be connected to the higher dimensions, our spiritual dimensions. And the most important thing, too, is when I see the wings in the back, is to feel that support. It's like feeling the rhythm when I'm watching the whole energy body do this beat. It's like finding our own perfect pitch and our own natural rhythm. We all have it. And if we consider God's Earth Creator's analogy of a grand masterpiece, and that we're all a note, and the more that we get connected to that note, feel that note, and then be that note, the more we have rhythm in our life and the synchronistic things, and we just feel so connected that we literally look at life totally different. We cannot not, because with the veil is like clearing from our eyes, literally our physical, mental, emotional eyes. So that's what I'm watching going on with you, David. And I'm watching a stamp that says long overdue, then I'm seeing you even at 7 months in utero to 9 months. It's like your energy is cocooned, and there's a real sense of this physical dimension feeling very restricting, you know. And so as the energies are coming down, you're going to really feel that expansion plate. Peace where you haven't felt since you were 7 to 9 months in this earth plane. So you're going through this whole period over the next, again, 7 to 9 months, even the next 7 to 9 years of just feeling what it feels like. It's almost like I could take this apparatus breathing thing off, like a scuba dive equipment, to dive down into the 3D plane, and it feels much more at home than it did before, because I'm watching you before feeling kind of lost in space on the earth plane. That's whenever I see that symbol, it's like energetically feeling, again, disconnected. That's part of that old soul, ancient soul signature that's very common for that kind of soul group. So the rebirthing process has absolutely begun. Pay attention to seeing feathers in different places, because I'm seeing those being placed for you. And that's just a sign from spirit that they're in and around during this growth period for yourself. All righty?
Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome, David. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, David, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take Mari. She's calling in from Kirkland now. She has a question about her daughter. Apparently, Aaron, her daughter, has been hanging out with the bad crowd. A little bit of the naughty items going on behind, a little bit of drinking, so forth. She's looking for some help. That would be Mari. So, Mari, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie, and
hi.
First of all, I want to tell you how lovely your readings are. It's beautiful, just inspiring. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with Erin?
Well, Erin, she's kind of been in sort of a spiral from teenage. She's 20 now, and she's been in a couple of car accidents. The last one was pretty big, but fortunately, there were no big injuries. But it was due to drinking and. She just hangs out with a group of kids who are not going anywhere, and our family, we're all concerned. We don't know what to do, how much to take a hard stand, and you get the picture.
Yeah, I do. What I'm watching, there's part...
So,
I was just going to say, there's a part of her, it was just like what I was talking to David, she's part of that ancient soul, old soul group, but the paradox is that ancient soul, old soul can feel like they... don't belong, so then they go toward they explore different groups and to try to figure out where they fit in, right? And especially from 20 to 21, I'm watching her whole third chakra. It looks like a black dot in the center of it. That's not necessarily a block. It's more of like a place. It looks like the void, right? And so think of it's her place right now of filling in the void. And when she feels the void, then she feels like I watch her chakra turn into like a donut hole that she could feel lost. And again, expanding to different people, walking on the edge, that she feels accepted there. Then I'm watching this energetic life preserver going around her third chakra that's giving her this energetic support. And so you're doing this dance where you could put it, have to kind of put more of the boundaries down and just like say, you know what, if you do this, you're not going to get, car insurance or car or whatever, that kind of deal. And I'm just watching, you know, how to, when to put the law down and when to kind of step back, when to put the law down, when to step back, because her whole head is opening up, her third chakra, where she's starting to really more connect the accountability, responsibility for actions. And so actions, behavior, responsibility in a way that's like an old soul way, where we're all having to take accountability and responsibility of how we direct our energy. And children are just little smaller beings, energetic beings. And so she's really at this period where she's her feet are at a 90-degree angle on the left side and the right side, so she's feeling split. But the bottom line, the more she fills in that third chakra energy, connecting herself to this, like, very much crystalline rainbow kind of energy. She's like, a lot of the indigos are going through this color change right now. It's like an upgrade where they're pulling in more crystalline energy, which is very good for them. So she's going to feel the difference is what the bottom line is, especially over the next 6 months in particular. And then when I watch that energetic safety net or life preserver around her, there's a strong paternal grandfather that's saying to her, hey, I'm watching over her. And this life preserver gives her a sense of literal physical security, which is a good thing. But I'm seeing her having to make some decisions, especially when it comes to September, because I'm watching all these nines over her heads where it looks like she's putting the group of people behind her. And it could be real something in the middle of August where something in the group scares her, where let's say she was home for some reason or she couldn't go out one night, and then all of a sudden either a bunch of her friends got in trouble or that I don't see her physically there, but it really opens up her eyes, right? And all of a sudden she's like, wow. And then I also noticed that she's looking at them different, like noticing their asymmetrical energy, and that they, whenever I see the symbol of nails on a chalkboard, like she's starting to notice that their energy that she could have been drawn, because they were different kind of energy signatures, and a lot of them have that old soul signature too. Like the Calamine kids that did the shooting, they had a lot of indigo energy, but it's how they've directed their life force. So when she's starting to put those on the left side, it's her saying, I'm putting these people in the past and starting to realize that I can't handle the energy. And there is some real eye opening for her that the life preserver has her be not in the situation, but it's enough of a shake up for that core group where it really opens up everybody's eyes. And I'm not saying somebody's going to die, but it's really if somebody could get busted and really have a judge come down on them big time, you know what I mean? And it's enough that breaks that foundation of that core group is what I'm seeing, this crack in the foundation. And then Erin opens up again her eyes, and then all of a sudden that void starts getting filled in. So anything that you could do to have her fill in her void. My daughter just turned 19, and that she's had a similar period like this during when she was 18. I said, Taylor, you know what? You really have to take accountability, responsibility, and it's ultimately your choice of how you want to direct your life force. And so I could be here, I could be supportive, but you have to make the decisions, and there's always consequences with decisions. And so she, you know, kind of did the little walk in the well, said, but then turned around. And when I see somebody's face over, on my daughter's face is over your Erin's face, that means that similar things happening to your daughter. So, and Taylor's wonderful. She's made out just fine. She's in college. She's doing great. She's just a beautiful soul. So Erin's stepping into that same energy, okay?
When you say to support, you know, to support her and filling in, like, what do you mean exactly by that?
I would sometimes, Marley, it's like talking to her energetically, because knowing yeah. that we can't infringe, because I know for myself, especially when she was doing decisions that I didn't approve of or thought that it was not the right way, you know, that I was infringing on her energy. And that one time I saw a view of myself, like, really pushing her in a corner. It was kind of bullying. That
yeah.
was very eye-opening for me, because as a mother, I thought I was being passionate and being supportive, and of
right.
course I have to take care of my baby, but and then it's really taught me how to hold space, meaning sometimes talking energetically where they hear it, and especially the crystal kids, they absolutely hear the communication. And so it's like, but you don't get into the arm wrestling of the human conversation where
sure.
they start doing the
yeah,
arm wrestling with you.
And
leading by an energetic example is the biggest thing we all can do. So when we're walking our talk, when we're like glowing, that energy speaks more than any physical words, literally. It absolutely wakes the child up. We're living by example, and we're energetically opening like the elevator button door that they could start living the same way. So that's the best thing that we could do. And sometimes it's like really, I always talk to her about being an energetic being, and if her energetic tubes are snarly, then she's going to be picking up more snarls. And so if she's at the age where spirit hands her the comb and says, now it's time for you to get the snarls out, and that, and to realize how much support she has in and around her. Okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you very much,
Carrie. You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day, and thank you for calling. And you're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, and we're going to be going to our last break of the day, and we'll go back to those phone lines.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867. Or visit bambusa.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. And we have open phone lines, and speaking of that, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, will do, and we have now Cheryl calling in from Auburn, Washington. She's going through some child support issues, and she's having trouble finding the right lawyer. She's already seen one, hasn't really had any success. I mean, she probably has. I'm not going to speak for her, but she just doesn't feel that's the right fit for the moment. But, you know, she wants a little guidance on that. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for talking to me. I'm going through a child support situation, and it looks like possibly it will go to court. I guess that's my other question is, am I getting prepared for something that I don't need to prepare for, or mm-hmm. do I need a lawyer? Mm-hmm. And if so, I've got two different choices right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do they have any, in Connecticut, they try to really mediate that out? Because child support is a formula, right? And so it's mm-hmm. across the states, you know what I mean? And I know sometimes the formula is different, but because that's the first thing I saw you guys doing is being able to mediate out. You could have to hire, not could, I'm seeing you hire somebody for information, for advice, and as soon as your ex sees that you're serious with that, then all of a sudden when he understands that it's a formula, you know what I mean, that is there any way that he could be hiding money?
Probably. I don't know. I don't have any evidence of it. But
I was just going to say, like black and white, where my ex is a business owner where he could do a lot of adjusting, right? And it's a family business owner, so they could say, okay, now all of a sudden you got demoted and you're not the owner of a business anymore. You know what I mean? Now you're the, you know, and his father steps in as the president. So, and all of it's legal, you know what I mean? So they do a lot of shifting. So if what I'm seeing is that he's pretty black and white, is that he could be shifting some things, but it's not as blatant as with the example I just gave you, right? Correct?
Certainly could be, although he is employed by a company, so he can't do anything about that.
That's what I'm trying to get at, right? That's what I'm trying to get at, that he is not able to, like, hide millions or whatever, you know what I mean, that he can't adjust this and have somebody else take over because he works for a company. He has to show stubs and all that stuff, and so everything, bottom line, Cheryl, ends up being pretty cut and dry, right? And so I'm watching you get the advice of somebody, and then it hits him. It, like, dawns on him saying, you know what, it's like it's readjustment period, and it's very common for things to be readjusted as kids get older or when people get raises. And things are getting adjusted, so this is a readjustment period. And going in with that attitude of this is a readjustment period, circumstances have changed and stuff like that. At first, I'm seeing him wincing and, like, trying to play economy. You know what I mean? Like, the economy's tough. They're not hiring. They're not doing this. There's not any raises, blah, 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 blah. And so that's, like, the wincing. And there is something that he thinks that he's got it in his back pocket that I have heard across the states, because of the economy, that the courts are looking at a little bit easier than they did in the recent the years before. They could really go down after, like, the deadbeat dad kind of thing. But then I watch the wince leave in his face, then he realizes that he has to do something with it because he's energetically backed in the corner, and then I see him handing over. And so, and then I'm watching you guys between. It doesn't look like a court case because you both realize if you go to court, it's going to end up costing you both more. You know what I mean? It's going to end up costing, mm-hmm. like, how much would it take to go to court? You know what I mean? And because that is a very lengthy, it can be lengthy and can be expensive the more you go there. So it looks like it heads more toward, again, mediation. And I do see that there's a part. Did somebody, the last lawyer that you went to that you didn't really care for, did they give you the formula, or were you able to figure out the numbers and it was just like a bitter pill to swallow? Is there something along those lines?
They did give me a packet. That's mm-hmm. true. Part of what he's really upset about is that he verbally decided he was going to pay me less, and mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. for all these years he should have been paying me more, and so there's a back amount due, okay. and that's what he's really, really upset about.
Okay. All right. So that's where I could be seeing his face wincing, right? And that's where I can mm-hmm. see that he feels like he's back in the corner because he realizes that him deciding verbally, hey, I'm going to decide to do less, and how come he thinks he could get away with the back support, though? There's a sense of that.
Well, because I forgave part of the debt
before
it even went to him.
Okay.
And so he's saying that because I forgave it that I agreed with it, but that's not true.
Gotcha. That's where, again, he could, he gets where he thinks that that's in the back pocket, she agreed with it, and I could even prove it, because if she agreed with this and she forgave this, why wouldn't she forgive the whole thing, right? Bottom line, when he realizes that he's in the back corner, when he's in the corner, and that he is going to have to be paying more, you guys come to an agreement before it goes to a whole big court thing, because, again, he looks at the cost of what it's going to be, and it's just pain when it comes down to it. Your children, it's responsibility and accountability. Our children need to be supported, and they need to be supported appropriately for, it's literally a formula. So I'm watching the formula getting adjusted and him adjusting to it. So getting the information from the lawyer and backing off, but then it seems like the lawyer again disappears or like a mediator steps in. So that's inquiring the information and then having a, sometimes that also means like their paralegal does the bottom work. They don't have to have the lawyer exactly in court to do that kind of stuff or an assistant, something along those lines. But I'd get the information, and again, he went to his buddy, ends up understanding that he's going to have to pay. And things, as soon as it starts really rolling, it rolls very quickly. So you could be feeling like stalled or contracted now, but as soon as he realizes that he gets that wince over and he feels like there's nowhere to go, it's like a trapped animal, he can hear a story from some guy that really had back child support thing where a judge could have slapped on extra whatever for punitive things, you know what I mean? Or is that somebody could say, you know what, it was forgiven, but she didn't have to. So he's that's when things start really speeding up. So it's going to be okay. in your corner, okay? And I'm here on my cue. You're welcome, Cheryl. Have a great day, and keep up the faith. Keep up, everything's going to be fine. I believe I'm hearing my music, my cue. Here, we're at the top of this hour, and that means end of the show. So may you align with the divine, and I'll talk to you next week.